This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Firefighters have made progress controlling a wildfire burning in the mountains west of Colorado Springs. The High Park fire is now 37% contained. Some evacuation orders remain in place for nearby residents. Crews expect scattered thunderstorms and cooler weather in the region to help them gain more ground today. The fire's incident management team will share more information at a community meeting this evening at 5 p.m. at Cripple Creek Victor High School. Colorado's COVID-19 metrics are now headed in the wrong direction, but where they're heading isn't exactly clear. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
After the Omicron wave, there was a lull. Now several key trends are all going up, and more people are catching it. Frontline nurse Betty Ann Hepler is fully vaccinated and boosted. She sees many patients a day and managed to avoid COVID-19 for 2 years. Then, after an out-of-state trip, it was fever, body aches, and...
I end up positive, so I was very surprised. I do feel like I let my guard down.
The state says new modeling shows an increase in cases associated with a new wave and hospitalizations topping 500 or more, but they aren't expected to hit the level they were at for the Delta and Omicron waves. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Drivers can expect delays along I-25 in southern Colorado over the next 2 days. Northbound lanes of the interstate are closed until 5 p.m. today at X 11 south of Trinidad to make way for bridge construction. Southbound lanes will close temporarily tomorrow between 1 and 5 p.m. Traffic will be detoured along frontage roads during the closures. This is CPR News and KRCC.